Mad Marv's Notebook for August 30th, 2012. It's almost midnight here on the 29th, so I'm going to record ahead because I don't expect to have much bandwidth tomorrow while I'm traveling. I recently purchased the Humble Bundle 3 for Android. If you're not familiar with it, it's a package of 9 games for the Android platform, actually for several platforms, including Windows and Linux. And the cool thing about it is that you pay what you want, you can support charity, and get awesome cross-platform games. So if you choose to donate zero, it's kind of a douchey thing, but you can do that and get it. If you donate at least a dollar, you get the Steam key, so you can download these games on the Steam platform. But if you donate, you know, a significant amount, anything above the average, you unlock all 9 games in the bundle. And right now, I think the average is something like, what is it, $6 or $7? So I donated a fair bit above that and got all 9 games. And I'm really liking a bunch of these right now. In the package right now, there's Field Runners, Bit Trip Beat, Space Chem, Uplink, Spirits, World of Goo, Osmos, Anomaly, and Edge. Now, out of these games, I think I purchased Field Runners before. That was an awesome desktop tower defense type of game. I even think I managed to max out the capability of my tablet by putting it in whatever endless game mode it was on the easiest level. And I just, I don't know if I found a bug in it or I've just found a way to not ever lose in it, but it kept on going and I kept on building up my towers and got to the point where nobody got through anymore and the game just kept on going until my tablet hung. That was kind of interesting. I've never been able to repeat that. But the other games I like here, World of Goo, that one's a nice little puzzle game. And I've seen the promo for Spirits, that's a Lemming clone, but looks fairly interesting. The other interesting one I've seen here is Edge, kind of like a... What's that, Marble Madness, except with the cube? You have to roll a cube through a maze. At least it's easier to control. Everything moves in nice blocks. And you have the option of using your accelerometer to tilt it, but I find it easier just to tap on the screen and slide that way. Let's see, a whole bunch of... that's only about half of the games. I don't think I've actually gotten to test all of them yet, but... For a deal where you can pay whatever you want and donate whatever percentage of you want to go to the charities. And I think this Humble Bundle, they're supporting the EFF and Child's Play charity. So that's a pretty good deal. And I think I donated like $20 to this just because it's a good cause and looks like a good program. Anyway, that's all for today. I think I'm not sure what's going to happen tomorrow, but it'll be interesting. Hopefully I get into Atlanta in one piece, and then it's on to DragonCon. I'll talk to you Thursday, I guess.